Geronimo Stilton, The Curse of the Cheese Pyramid. Wake up! Wake up! It was just before dawn in the middle of winter. The moon shone down over the mouse holes of New Mouse City. I was fast asleep under my comfy, cozy blankets, snoring away. Suddenly, the phone rang. I stumbled out of bed, sinking my paws into my new cat fur rug. It was so soft. I had bought it last weekend at the Fur Mart with my Uncle Nibbles. It was expensive, but worth every penny. Still half asleep, I stared down at the fluffy carpet. Then I picked up the phone. "Hello? Stilton speaking. Geronimo Stilton," I mumbled. A strangely familiar voice shrieked back at me.
"Wake up,"
it cried.
"Wake up."
My ears were ringing like church bells at Christmas time. Who is it?" I stammered. But the mad shrieker had already hung up. I glanced at the alarm clock. Rancid rat hairs! It was 6 o'clock in the morning. I dove back under my covers and continued snoring. I woke up again at 8 o'clock. I called a taxi to take me to the office. I arrived at 9 o'clock sharp. Oh, yes, I forgot to mention that I run a newspaper. It is called the Rodents Gazette. It is the most popular newspaper on Mouse Island. I'd like to say the paper's a success just because of me, but I have lots of help. Still, I'm the big cheese at the office. As I was saying, I got to work at 9 o'clock sharp. I opened the door to my office wide and found myself snout to snout with my grandfather, William Shortpaws, also known as Cheap Mouse Willie. Grandfather William is a tough-talking mouse. Everyone at the office is afraid of him. That's because he is the founder of the Rodents Gazette. My wallet bleeds. I barely had taken 2 paw steps into the room when Grandfather William began shouting at me. "Grandson, how dare you arrive at this hour?" he thundered. I cringed. Where had I heard that shrieking voice before? "But, Grandfather, it's 9 o'clock. This is when the office opens," I explained. Grandfather William just shook his head.
"Ridiculous," he cried. "Do you realize you've slept half the day away, grandson? I've been here since 6 o'clock.
A light went on inside my mouse-sized brain. So that was the shrieking voice I had heard on the phone this morning. "Thanks for the wake-up call," I grumbled. Curling his whiskers, he sniggered with satisfaction.
"Now you listen to me, sonny boy," he ordered, pulling my ear. "Things are looking bad around here, very bad indeed. Do you know why?"
I opened my mouth to reply, but he didn't give me a chance to answer.
"I'll tell you why," he bellowed. "Because you're spending too much, too much, too much. You must economize, 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 economize."
Then he stuck his snout in my ear.
"Do you know the meaning of the word, my dear grandson?" he hollered at the top of his lungs. "I'm talking economize. E, as in end this extravagance immediately. C, as in cut back on all expenses. O, as in on your toes, things are about to change. N, as in no more spending. O, as in, oh, what a mess you have made of things. M, as in, mend your ways, grandson, or I'm taking back the firm. I, as in, I feel sick when I hear such things. Z, as in, zero, zilch, no spending. E, as in, economize on everything." I gulped. "Why, as in, yikes," I thought. I guess it wouldn't be a good time to tell Grandfather William about the expensive leather love seat I had ordered for my office. But, Grandfather," I began. He pulled my other ear. "Grandfather, my paw, starting today, I'm keeping track of everything," he shouted, waving the account books under my snout. "I expect to see lots of changes. For example, how did you get here this morning?"
I chewed my whiskers.
Well, I took a taxi, I replied. He slammed his paw on the table. Exactly. This is what I'm talking about. My wallet bleeds when I hear such things. He grabbed me by the tie. Grandson, from now on, you'll take the subway to work. No, even better, you can come on paw. This way, you'll save on the fare, and you'll get in first rat shape. I felt completely dazed and confused. I tried to sit down to catch my breath. But when I looked around for a chair, I realized Grandfather William had already made some changes. Some perfectly horrifying changes. All of my furniture was gone. The desk designed for me by the famous architect, Frank Lloyd Wright, was nowhere in sight. I whirled around in shock. What had happened to my precious leather paw chair, my imported Cheshire cat fur carpet, my expensive artwork, and my priceless library? The office was empty. My heart sank like the big ball of cheese in Singing Stone Plaza on New Year's Eve. I had been robbed by my own relative. A plastic table and a plastic chair were the only pieces of furniture in the whole room. Grandfather looked around, satisfied. I sold everything to a second paw dealer, he said with a smug smile. You don't need any furniture, just a chair to sit on and a table to write on. As he spoke, he banged his paw on the plastic table, which began to wobble. Quick as a rat half his age, Grandfather caught the table edge before it tipped over. I may have gray fur, he exclaimed, but this rodent's not dead yet. I've still got it. I swallowed hard. Grandfather, you sold my precious furniture to a second paw dealer? I squeaked. How much did he give you? He waved a wad of money under my snout. Look at that, he boasted. Ha ha, not bad, huh? I counted the money and went pale. But this is way too little. Those were antique books, valuable paintings, I cried, shaking my head in disbelief. And they were mine. By now my head was spinning. I was in a sad state. I was either going to pull out all of my fur or sob like a newborn mouselet. Grandfather William didn't seem to notice. He stuffed the money back into his wallet. Then he shouted, Grandson, you are about to get a lesson in business you'll never forget. Remember, I am the founder of this firm. I can shut it down with a twitch of my tail. I fired them all. Just then, I noticed something else. The office was so quiet. Where were the reporters, the editors, the proofreaders, and the secretaries? Could they all be taking a coffee break? Somehow, I didn't think so. I had a terrible feeling. My whiskers began to tremble. Grandfather, I squeaked, where is everyone? He plopped down on the chair and grinned. He looked like a cat who had just swallowed a plump Thanksgiving mouse. I thought you'd never ask, grandson. Ha, 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 he said, laughing. He pulled me closer and put his snout up to my ear. I came up with the most brilliant idea, he whispered. Then he suddenly shouted at the top of his lungs. I fired them all. Have you any idea how much money we're going to save by getting rid of those cheese guzzlers? I jumped. Something was ringing, and it wasn't the phone. It was my ear. You fired everyone? I stammered. But, Grandfather, how are we supposed to run the paper? He snorted, waving his paw in the air. Grandson, I've made up my mind. The paper will be run by the family. Our family. The Stilton family, he declared. Just then the door banged open and three rodents charged into the office. The first was my cousin Trap Stilton, also known as Pushy Paws. He is a plump mouse with a loud voice who loves to tell terrible jokes. He's had a ton of different jobs, including ship's cook, cheese taster, stunt mouse, and extra in a horror movie. He played a zombie rat in the graveyard scene. Once, he even took a job with the circus, training fleas to do silly tricks. Next came my sister, Thea. She is the Rodent Gazette special correspondent.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?